Hi, and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. I'm Andrew. On this episode, we are going to cover free crypto and the how to find it and why it's free. But before I do, I'm not a financial advisor. Any info given on this show is not financial or investment advice. Please do your own research. Also, I want to give a shout out to all of you guys. One, for putting up with me every week, listening in. The Crypto Made Easy podcast each week has sort of getting better and better. It's great. The social media shout-outs and all that it's getting is fantastic, so I'd like to thank all you guys for that. Episodes are increasing steadily, so much so that last episode in 24 hours received more listens than episode 1 did in 12 weeks. So thank you to everyone. Now that I've buttered you up all nicely, I need a favour. Anyone that's listening through Apple Podcasts, it would be awesome if you could jump on Apple Podcast and hit the rating stars and even write a review. That would be fantastic. So I'd love that. Reviews make Crypto Made Easy easier to find, higher up the list. It gets the word around easier for people who want to find the podcast. Just to give you an idea, Apple has over 4 million podcast shows listed. So every little bit helps to get us up the list. So that'd be fantastic if some of you guys could jump on and do that for us. Okay, now for the fun bit. Free crypto. Woohoo! How, when, why, where? So I decided to cover this topic for a couple of reasons. And one of those reasons was the letter that Yusuf sent in a couple of episodes ago that I read out. It sort of got me thinking about how we get involved in crypto and what a great way to dip your toes in something new. And also that the aim of some of these behind the airdrops, free airdrops and free coins is to drive adoption. And we all know I'm thumbs up for adoption. Great ideas. And lastly, who doesn't like free crypto? Let's be honest. Now, I will say before we get into the good bits, the odds of becoming wealthy are not in your favour when it comes to free airdrops and free crypto. You may get lucky and receive coins that, gain some value, but look at it as more of a tool to discover projects or projects you may never have found before. Just some fun to gather some different coins, I suppose. So for podcast research purposes, I decided to download the Aircoins app and see what all the fuss is about with geocaching crypto. If you don't understand geocaching, think Pokemon. Geocaching locations where your crypto treasure is. So you've got a map on your screen and you follow the dots and pick up your coins. So it's a fairly easy app to use, to drive. It does come with safety warnings about being run over by traffic, tripping over, and staying alert. Now, due to a recent back injury, I'm incapacitated. So one would think this would be a stupid exercise. But to my amazement, in the 3 days I've had the app, and only using it in the recording studio, inverted commas my garage, I've amassed a portfolio of crypto that looks like this. I have 280 Action Coin, 16 AirX, 80 Team Coin, 6 Net Coin, 18 Photon, and 0.5 of the eBoost. All for free, and I haven't taken a single step to collect them. I'm actually a little impressed by this, to be honest. Now, you can do even better than this. By using the AirX token, you can purchase weather. Yes, weather. You can buy drizzle or a shower, some storms, and it will rain crypto in your location. Cool idea, eh? You can even be lazier than that and buy a boomerang that will scoop up all the coins within a 500 meter radius and drop them on your location. Now we're talking. That's my type of game. There's leaderboards and etc. on the app, and it's a good way for new projects to get the name out and attract a bit of new users, and it's free and fun for us. So let's face it, risk-free, because if you collect a shit coin and they vanish, it didn't cost you anything. Not a cent. So I don't mind it. It's a bit of fun. I don't know any of those coins that I just mentioned, but I've got lots of them now, and I literally did not take a step. Pretty cool. Next, in my boredom, I also downloaded the Electronium cloud mining app and started cloud mining from my phone. Now, the aim, again, is to introduce people to crypto, and a basic mining, very basic mining app is easy to drive. And once you start mining, it shows you a ticker with what you've, you know, your balance, etc. You do have to extend your mining time. It's to prevent bots from jumping on and just mining flat out. So, you know, it needs human integration every now and then to push a button to say that I'm not a bot, which is great. Keeps it fair for everyone. Now, you might be thinking, how could it be free if you've got to use your mobile with data charges and etc., etc.? Well, cloud mining, it's really not that big a data allowance. It's minuscule. Like, it's not even measurable, to be honest. It's running in the background, so it's practically free, if you ask me. And it needs to be, really. I've been cloud mining for 4 days, non-stop, and have a bag with 11.7 Electronium in it. And that's equivalent to the value of 9 cents Australian dollars. So you probably won't get wealthy, but you can see free crypto landing in your wallet on your phone. So that's pretty cool. Another one is a platform called Pivot. It's essentially a crypto community that pays you in what they term as power for reading and upvoting and articles and ads on projects. You can also write these articles and receive crypto as well. Now, when I first came across Pivot, there were plenty of bugs on the platform and people complaining about not receiving their crypto. I'm not sure if it's been sorted now. It may well have. I haven't been back on there for quite some time. Hopefully they've got it all sorted, because it's not a bad concept. If it's not going to cost you anything, you have nothing to lose, right? So you probably have nothing to complain about either, to be honest. Yeah, it's worth a look. There's lots and lots of communities on there and plenty of cool articles to read. So you're also going to find there are plenty of airdrop websites that offer free crypto, and too many to name. They're pretty much offering airdrops for new coins. Again, this is done by projects to advertise their coins, so 99% of the time you will never have heard of the coins being airdropped. That's not to say they won't be a great project in time, worth more later on. Just keep in mind with these sorts of airdrop websites, things, you know, to be careful not to divulge your personal info or crypto info or anything like that. They are, you know, just a website. You know, the phishing can be done easily with mirrors, and, you know, you might think you're on a legit site, and before you know it, you're a victim of a scam. Now, there are lots of other ways to gather free lesser-known cryptocurrencies, but there's a few I've played with recently. Now, let's find out how to get the bigger ones, yeah? The big fish. Bitcoin, Ethereum. Well, they're all, for good reason, not as easy to come across for free, because they're worth a whole lot more. Everyone knows what they are. Free crypto, like referral programs for exchanges and the like. Now, personally, I really don't like referral programs, mainly due to the spamming and ramming of referral codes and links that tends to occur. It's really just a personal dislike I have, but profitable for some people, I will say. You can definitely make some good crypto out of referrals. From time to time, you'll find available airdrops, like recently Blockchain Wallet. We probably all know who that is. We're giving away $10 worth of Stellar to users for celebrate the Stellar integration into their platform. This type of free airdrop happens regularly on lots of exchanges. When they're listing new coins, it helps drive volume and interest in new listed coins. So they're always good to look out for. You'll also find sites will pay in Bitcoin or similar for the use of your time. So depending on your own value, debatable if it's free or not, I suppose. Essentially, you watch ads, read articles, and when you're done, you're paid a small amount of, say, Bitcoin. Now, by small, I mean tiny amounts. But don't be put off by this. As Yusuf explained, he did this and had enough funds to invest in his first ICO. So you can definitely make it work. Now, I just want to reiterate and say, be very careful when looking for free crypto. As you can imagine, it's a very easy target for scammers and hackers. So much so that by clicking on the wrong site, entering your info, run the risk of viruses that are capable of retrieving your private keys, and that's the end of your crypto. So do be cautious, please. As always, research is key before jumping in. Reminder to follow us on Twitter, Crypto Made Easy 2. Join Telegram group, it's Crypto Made Easy Community Chat. Add this podcast to your library. And again, Apple Podcasters listening, please hit the stars. Write a review, would be awesome. Guys, good luck in your free crypto hunting. Would be great to know if anyone does this or has some more methods to share. Best place to chat is definitely Crypto Made Easy on Telegram. Feel free, join the chat. Love to know more free ways of gaining crypto, especially since I'm sitting on my bum most of the time these days. Ones that can sit there on the couch and catch crypto with my phone. It's fantastic. Well, till next time. Thanks for listening. Talk soon.